brought to you by Penguin.
Transcendence, written and read by me, Gaia Vince. Introduction. When Neil Harbison went to renew his UK passport in 2004, there was a problem with the photograph he'd provided. It should contain no other people or objects, no hats, no infant dummies, no tinted glasses. The regulations didn't say anything about antennae. Nevertheless, he was told to remove the accessory from his head and resubmit the application. Harbison explained that his antenna was not an accessory, but a part of him, an extension of his brain. And anyway, he couldn't remove it, as it had been surgically implanted. The passport was issued. That is how Harbison became the world's first officially recognised cyborg. Harbison describes himself as the first trans-species person. Through a technological adaptation, he has evolved into something else, something beyond a biological human, something beyond nature. Harbison now has extrasensory perception. He can hear colours through his antenna. He had been born a biologically compromised human, unable to see in colour as a result of a rare genetic condition called achromatopsia. Through his eyes, the world appears in shades of grey. As a 21-year-old art student, he collaborated with a couple of software programmers and a musician to develop an electronic device that would allow him to sense colours as musical notes and chords. In 2004, after a difficult search, he found a doctor who, on condition of anonymity, would implant the device. The antenna is a black flexible wand that emerges from somewhere under his straw blonde hair at the back of his head and protrudes up and over his forehead. Harbison wears his hair in a severe bowl-shaped cut, shaved up at the back so that it resembles a helmet, further blurring the line between the biological and the artificial. At the front of his antenna is an electronic eye that detects the colours of the objects around him and transmits these light frequencies to a chip implanted in his skull. There, these impulses are converted to sound frequencies, and Harbison hears the colours of the world through the bones of his head. Initially, he struggled to make sense of the overwhelming colour information flooding his mind and to discern and distinguish colour sounds by their names. But 15 years on, he lives in a fabulous technicolour symphony. He even dreams in colour. His biological brain has merged so completely with the electronic software that he now experiences sounds, speech, bleeps and other noise as colour. He began painting people's voices and musical compositions, from Mozart to Lady Gaga. Then he decided to expand his palette beyond the human range. Now Harbison can perceive ultraviolet and infrared, so that he can see objects in the dark, appreciate patterns invisible to the rest of us unenhanced humans, and can even spot the UV markers left on tree trunks that animals produce in their urine. He's also upgraded his chip to allow internet access, so he can connect to satellites and receive colours from external devices. It's an organ that's still evolving, Harbison says. In 2018, he had compass components fixed inside his knees to allow him to sense the Earth's magnetic field. And his next implant will be a crown-like device that he's designed, which he describes as an organ for time. It will span his head, producing a heat spot that will revolve around his skull in 24-hour cycles, allowing him to perceive time, to, in effect, sense the Earth's rotation. Once his brain has accepted and integrated the new organ, Harbison hopes to be able to stretch or speed his perception of time by altering the speed of the heat spot's motion. If he wants a moment to last longer, for example, he'll be able to slow the heat motion. In this way, he might even be able to change his sensation of ageing, manipulating his relative experience of time to live to 170. In the same way that we can create optical illusions because we have an organ for the sense of sight, I think we can create time illusions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?